This podcast is brought to you by the Village of Bedford Park, your home for business. Over 450 businesses strong and growing with a safe, reliable Lake Michigan water supply. Visit VOBPbiz.com and bring your business home to the Village of Bedford Park.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. Now, the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
WBBM News Time 1205. Welcome to the Thursday edition of the WBBM Noon Business Hour presented by Old Second Bank. And just a reminder that at 1224, your next chance to win $1,000 in the WBBM Keyword for Cash contest. Good afternoon. I'm Jim Goodis.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. We've got a nice warm day, a high of 85 right now, 82 at O'Hare, 70 along Chicago's lakefront.
Well, it's been a down day on Wall Street, though the indices have rebounded a bit. Let's get the very latest live from Bloomberg and Joan Doniger.
That's right, Jim. It's all about geopolitics today, even though Wall Street has indeed rolled back worse losses. The Dow right now is down 101 points. The Nasdaq is falling 6, the S&P 7. The Bloomberg WBBM Chicago Index is down just about a tenth of a percent. Method Electronics leading the losses there. Now, the announcement about North Korea came out about a half hour after the market opened, and the Dow's losses deepened then, falling about 200 points and adding to worries about trade sparked when the administration threatened tariffs of as much as 25% on car imports. It started a formal process to use national security ground or national security issues to further those along. Oil is not helping. Crude futures are down about 70 cents to $71.15 a barrel. That has Exxon and Chevron leading the Dow's losses. This is the third straight session we've seen futures fall after a report of an unexpected jump in weekly crude inventories yesterday. Back to you, Jim and Chris.
Thanks, Joan. On today's Noon Business Hour, with the political news that you referred to hitting the markets, we're going to be examining that. And the meal kit trend for meals at home is growing.
And you know, there's technology behind Bitcoin, but it also can be used in a lot of other fields. It's fascinating. And we're also going to talk about the retail sector and some ways that maybe if you become an inside secret shopper, you could get some special deals. That's all ahead on the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Discussing the news affecting your money. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Coming up, a large supermarket chain is snapping up a Chicago-based grocery company. But first, let's talk about North Korea, trade, and the economy with Peter Morici, the professor emeritus at the University of Maryland, and a syndicated columnist based in College Park. By the way, you can follow Peter on Twitter at pmorici1. So, Peter, lots to talk about. What do you think are the main things that are driving the markets right now?
Well, I think that Mr. Trump is creating a lot of uncertainty, or circumstances are. He's really getting to the hard spot of being president. Trade talks with NAFTA have broken down because he's made ridiculous demands that the Mexicans won't accede to, neither will the Canadians. With China, he's got reasonable grievances, and they are betting he will back down. And I suspect he called off the summit with Kim as a ploy. Kim has been playing games about the summit, and Trump won't put up with it. But the question is, if talks really do break down, if this really is off, and there is going to be no summit, and there is going to be no deal, what's he do now? Over the weekend, that's going to sink in.
Do you think these tactics that the presidents are using, if you want to call them tactics or strategies, however you want to phrase it, do you think they're going to work, or what's your thought on this?
He's out of his element. He doesn't know what he's doing.
There is.
Did you hear what I said?
Yes. He doesn't know what he's doing. So
no, he doesn't know what he's doing. I had an interesting discussion with a CEO recently who came to Washington, involved with the administration and so forth, and was really surprised at how different things were. Washington is a very different game. It's like taking an NFL player who might be a star, like an OJ, you know, or whatever, and trying to turn him into a baseball player. He's a great athlete, but he's not a baseball player. This kind of bluffing around and huffing and puffing and all that crap, that works in business negotiations. I've been in them. But in Washington, there's too many cameras on you, and there's too many opportunities for the other guy to be embarrassed and so forth. And I just don't think that he recognizes the difference. And he's not getting a lot of success in these kinds of things for that reason.
You think he could turn around and change his mind? Is that something that could be likely?
Oh, with Kim, yeah, that may be well be the game he's playing. He calls him off, Kim puts Kim in a panic. And, you know, after the statements that China made yesterday, I don't know that I would have done that. But in any case, I think that's the game. He's sort of playing this as if he's in a Trump tower or the other guy's tower. And he can huff and puff and carry on, and there are no cameras and there's no one taking notes, and he can see if the other guy is scared. Even if the other guy is scared, he's very cognizant that the world is watching him, and he can't look scared. And so you get a very different reaction. Also, some of the things he demands don't consider the context in which these agreements have been reached over the years and kind of the rules of the game in international diplomacy. You just can't come down here and decide Washington's going to have a whole new rule book and that the world is going to have a whole new rule book. It doesn't work that way.
He has told his commerce secretary to investigate whether auto imports are a threat to national security. What does that mean?
I think that he's looking for a reason to put tariffs on cars the way he did steel. I think if he does that, he's in for some real trouble. Because, you know, we have problems with China that I've talked about on this show. But we need our allies to fix those problems. We need them on side with us. So I don't know why you would want to upset the Germans and the Japanese with something like that. My feeling is, you know, if everybody in the playground's picking on you, you got to pick out the biggest kid and basically deal with him. Instead, Donald's trying to fight everybody. Not all our allies are trade criminals and deserve to be treated this way, but he's treating them that way. I think he's behaving badly, and I think his trade team is behaving badly and in different ways. And so my feeling is this isn't working out.
Peter Morici.
The economy's always good, but not this.
Always a pleasure to talk with you. He is the professor emeritus at the University of Maryland and a syndicated columnist based in College Park. And remember, you can follow Peter on Twitter at PMorici1.
Money talks as the WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
Chicago-based meal kit company Home Chef has been acquired by Kroger in a deal that's worth a total of $700 million. On the line with us, Bridget Sweeney, reporter at Crain Chicago Business. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour, Bridget. Let's talk about this trend, the meal kit. It has really taken off.
Hi, Chris. Absolutely. The meal kit phenomenon has kind of come out of nowhere over the past 5 or 6 years. It's today about a $5 billion with a B dollar industry. There's a ton of players in the space. It's very competitive, and a bunch of early leaders in the space are losing customers and are going out of business. So the fact that Home Chef has managed to both grow, increase market share, and sell itself in a very successful deal to a major grocer is a pretty big victory for it.
So Home Chef is Chicago-based, and what does this mean for the people who work at Home Chef?
Absolutely. Yep, it's Chicago-based. It was launched in 2013 by a young former investment banker. It currently employs 1,000 people in Chicago, both from downtown Wrigley Building headquarters and from a suburban distribution center. So everyone will remain employed. The CEO, Pat Vitalik, told me no changes in owners or in operating, no changes in leadership, and no layoffs or any other issues.
Bridget, the home meal market has been fairly crowded with a lot of players. What does Kroger need to do to make this a win by acquiring Home Chef?
Well, Kroger actually had been testing its own meal kits in-house, obviously selling at its 2,800 stores around the country. This is actually a big win for both sides because lately research has shown that people want to buy meal kits in store. They don't want them delivered. There's kind of been a pushback against the incredible amount of packaging and waste that comes when you get these meals delivered all the time. There's also the issue of, you know, freshness that can't sit on your doorstep for too long. So people have really been enjoying the idea of running to the grocery store and grabbing a meal kit as opposed to a prepared meal already. On the Kroger side, you know, they are obviously madly trying to figure out how to respond to the Amazon Whole Foods tie-up that occurred last year, the big almost $14 billion acquisition, Amazon acquired Whole Foods. So everyone's trying to race to really, maintain their standing in the grocery world as all these changes take place. Kroger is the largest bricks and mortar grocer in the country. And, they need to give appealing, easy, well-priced meal kits to their customers.
How much are meal kits generally? And is Home Chef doing something that is different from the other ones in terms of what they serve?
Absolutely. So Home Chef kind of had an interesting pivot in the past few years. I think a lot of listeners will probably be perhaps most familiar with Blue Apron, which was until very recently the leader in the category. They really focus on what they call aspirational meals, meals that many people probably don't prepare themselves on a regular basis, and maybe interesting spices or new options that they are not, regular go-tos. Home Chef, by using its customer data and really drilling down to see what customers wanted, realized that customers wanted simpler, more convenient, easier to prepare, better value meals. They don't need something fancy and new and different. They want really basic, healthy, fresh meals for $10 or less. So most of Home Chef meals, I think, go for $9.95 a serving. And take about 20 minutes to prepare. And the CEO told me that they will be increasingly focusing on fast dinner options.
Bridget, thanks so much for all the information. Bridget Sweeney, I'm getting hungry, aren't you?
Yeah.
Bridget is reporter for Crane Chicago Business. And still ahead, Technology Thursday, we get a primer on blockchain technology and the applications well beyond Bitcoin. WBBM News Time, 12:25. Let's take a look at the market. Sponsored by Shop Your Bank, here is Joan Doniger.
Chris, political turmoil prompted Wall Street to pull back. The Dow fell by as much as 200 points after the announcement. President Trump canceled plans for that meeting with North Korea's leader, but now investors have scaled back their losses. The Dow is down 69. The Nasdaq is up a point. The S&P falling 5. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg is gaining 0.1% because of Huron Consulting shares leading those gains. With business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
And let's get the latest on the commodity markets as we go live to Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
Early, we were higher across the board in the grains and beans. We were up 3.5 in corn. We're now down 3 in July. Corn 6 off their high. We have beans. We're up 11.5 early. We are down 0.5 right now in July at 10.38 3/4, with November unchanged at 10.49. And wheat still up 5 at 5.36 a quarter after being up 14. Lower than the early numbers, but still mixed. And this is Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities in Normal.
This is Chicago's all-news station, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
WBBM News Time, 12:30. Welcome to the second half of the WBBM Noon Business Hour, presented by Old Second Bank. I'm Jim Gutis.
And I'm Chris Kreidel. These are the top stories on News Radio WBBM.
Stocks are lower. We'll see what's moving the markets.
Technology Thursday. We'll learn more about blockchain technology.
President Trump speaks at the White House after canceling the North Korea summit. More coming up in a special report from CBS News.
Chicago loses population for the third year in a row.
Separate juries convict three men for a three-year-old murder in Chicago.
On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 79 points. The Nasdaq up a point. S&P 500 down 5.5.
The WBBM AccuWeather forecast, mostly sunny this afternoon, a high of 85, but closer to 70 by the lake. WBBM News Time, 12:31.
CBS News Special Report. The Singapore summit is a no-go.
I'd like to begin by saying that based on the recent statement of North Korea, I have decided to terminate the planned summit in Singapore on June 12th.
President Trump cites tremendous anger and open hostility, he says, by North Korea toward members of his administration.
I hope that Kim Jong-un will ultimately do what is right, not only for himself, but perhaps most importantly, what's right for his people.
CBS's Major Garrett.
There were preparation issues, rhetorical issues, and also a sense, a growing sense here at the White House, that because the North Koreans weren't engaging, the U.S. was trying to get up to speed, that perhaps this summit was scheduled too rapidly to be productive.
Secretary of State Pompeo says he hopes for a resumption of talks. CBS News Special Report. I'm Gary Nunn.
WBBM News Time, 12:32.
A lot to talk about today. Let's start with gas prices marching higher as we head into the holiday weekend. Joining us, Phil Flynn, Fox Business News contributor and senior market analyst for the Price Group here in Chicago. Where are these prices going to go, Phil?
Well, obviously, anybody that's gone to the pump to fill up anytime soon realizes they're going up, and they've been going up for quite a while. In fact, we're about 50 cents a gallon above where we were a year ago when prices were pretty low, and it's really being driven by very strong demand and the traditional kickoff of the summer driving season. So these prices are on fire. They're going to stay high, and we're going to have to get used to these gas prices that are going to be a lot closer to $3 a gallon.
So in part, this reflects the stronger economy here in the United States.
It really does. You know, I mean, everybody wants to make it a bad news story, and it is to people that have to fill up, but it reflects record demand. I mean, if you look at gasoline demand the last couple months, it's the highest it's ever been. In fact, on this Memorial Day weekend, we really expect that we're going to consume more gallons of gasoline than we ever did before, you know, even though prices are higher. So the economy is doing good. People are going to travel, you know, regardless of the fact the prices are higher, and that is a good thing. Now, there are some concerns, of course, about what's going on with Iran and North Korea and the price of oil, and that all goes into it. But really, I think this is a story about a strong economy, and that's being reflected in higher prices.
Phil, nice to have you with us for a few minutes. Phil Flynn, senior market analyst at Price Group and Fox Business News contributor here in Chicago.
Well, gas prices are up, but stocks are trading lower today. And we're joined by Matt Shapiro, the president of MWS Capital here in Chicago. So, Matt, lots of reasons that the markets are weighing down today, but they were a bit worse earlier today. They seem to be rebounding a bit.
Yeah, you know, second day in a row, Jim. We've come back, you know, knee-jerk down 250. If you were paying attention, some of those, you know, big stocks that are still keep on rising, you could have bought today, snared a little. Microsoft at its all-time high, Amazon at its all-time high. So it's been a good month so far for the market trying to climb out of this correction. Up about 3.3%. You know, I think it's going to take a little bit more time. We got one more week in the month. Sometimes the market does get shaky, but you can see the confidence isn't quite there in all the stocks. Breath is not good. It's in the Netflixes, it's in the Amazons and Microsoft. So we need that to spread out in the market. I don't see a lot of visibility for breath to get materially better through the rest of the year until interest rates cool down and we get to the election in November.
So, Matt, what's your strategy for investors looking to maximize their returns here when you've got so much shifting going on and so much volatility? What's your advice?
Well, stay consistent. Stay with your themes. You know, you just had Phil on, rising gas prices, Phillips 66, one of the largest refiners in the world. The stock symbol is PSX. Hitting an all-time high, pays a good dividend. It's going to capitalize on those good refining spreads and the high demand that Phil talked about with gas. So stay consistent. Even though rates have been higher, if you're a fixed income investor, keep on buying those bonds. If you like the defensive stocks, those are all at 52-week lows, and they represent real good values right now.
Are you concerned that the politics play could, you know, keep things the way they are now and won't get as much of a payoff?
Chris, it is an overhang of the market. I mean, I think it's debatable how much ultimately that's going to bear. Remember, ultimately, it is about economic growth, which is good. It's about interest rates, which have been higher, and it's about earnings, which have been great. However, I have had feedback from some of my clients, and it is real. Investors want to see what's going to happen in November. That's going to create a lot of uncertainty and a little bit of a discount in the market for now.
All right, that's Matt Shapiro, the president of MWS Capital in Chicago. Always great to talk with you on the WBBM Noon Business Hour. And ahead in Technology Thursday, the many applications of blockchain technology.
Investing 60 minutes each weekday toward planning for the future. The WBBM Noon Business Hour continues.
It's Technology Thursday on the Noon Business Hour. This afternoon, we're talking about blockchain technology with Bill Ulivieri, owner of Senecal Capital Management and portfolio manager at Senecal's Blockchain Enterprise Investment Strategy in Glenview. Bill, thanks for joining us on the Noon Business Hour today.
Oh, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
I sat down and read about blockchain, and not to be confused with Bitcoin, but blockchain, which we've never heard a bad word about here on the program, but I felt like I started understanding it for the first time. Blockchain was devised to do exactly what?
Blockchain really is a piece of technology that is designed to solve the double spend problem. It's basically, in essence, it's a database that has this continually growing list of records and transactions. But the way they're designed is that they're chained together in a sequential order so that the information just builds on top of each other over time in this global ledger using military-grade cryptography, security, so that it becomes immutable and unchangeable over time. So it's really a way of securing and storing records and transactions on this global ledger that is not located at one central location, like, Home Depot or Equifax, Target stores, but it's spread so thin all over the globe that it's virtually unhackable.
So if your office has a blockchain, what exactly do you do with it?
Well, you'd use it like you normally use a database. You are storing information, transactions, accounts, debits, credits, inventory. For example, a company like Walmart, they're embracing blockchain technology because it will give them an opportunity to get their arms around their supply chain management. I mean, we saw companies in many years ago where infant formula and drywall and lumber was fraudulently manufactured and sent because we couldn't verify the information that's inside of it. We couldn't verify the manufacturing process from A to Z, from the time it's manufactured to the time it's delivered. So Walmart will be able to use this to keep track of everything from the instant it's farmed and planted to the time it's sitting at the shelf. And each client, every customer will be able to eventually scan like a QR code and know exactly when, your fruits or vegetables were picked, where they were planted, what type of fertilizer was used, whatever type of, Roundup type of insect repellent, when it was picked, when it was shipped, when it was delivered, to the time that's right in front of you. Again, Walmart eventually will use financial services, cryptocurrency and blockchain to be able to maybe spend up to save up to $20 billion annually by eliminating the credit card payment processing fees. So they're going to use blockchain technology. They have like an internal Bitcoin that runs on blockchain technology. Healthcare, banks, everybody is embracing this type of technology because of the efficiencies it provides. The security of the database that can't be hacked by nefarious people.
So, Bill, with all of this, is there any competing technology out there, or is this pretty much what we're going to be seeing down the road?
Well, when the Internet first came out in the early 1990s, we couldn't even imagine being able to downstream a movie or a video or send pictures when it took forever just to connect with your modem to the Internet and just get the CBS screen up in front of you. So while blockchain technology is very new, its promises are profoundly amazing, not just for the United States, but for lifting people out of poverty and around the globe. And it is a work in progress. Really, the only true successful blockchain project is Bitcoin, although the banks have a lot of success with something called a Ripple network, which is basically a form of international settlements that takes 8 seconds to send money around the world rather than 2 to 7 days. So we're beginning to work out the kinks, just like we have kinks in the beginning with the Internet in the mid-1990s. So you can't judge blockchain by what we see today, but what it will be in the next 15 to 20 years.
Well, Bill, thanks for explaining the future to us. That's what it feels like to me. Thank you so much for joining us.
That's Bill Ulivieri, who is the owner of Senecal Capital Management and portfolio manager of Senecal's Blockchain Enterprise Investment Strategy in Glenview. Join us at this time tomorrow for Entrepreneur Friday. And still to come, retailers including Victoria's Secret and Best Buy report quarterly earnings. Plus, we'll look at the trend of secret sales.
Because money matters. This is the WBBM Noon Business Hour.
Victoria's Secret and Best Buy are reporting out with their quarterly earnings, and we're taking a look at the secret sales trend with Ken Perkins, research analyst at Retail Metrics in Swampscott, Massachusetts. Welcome back to the Noon Business Hour. Ken, what is the secret sales?
The secret sales for Best Buy, they have been clicking on all cylinders. I mean, they really have, and particularly their service business, up a 7% comp and growth rate in their services that provide for all the different various electronic items that they service, going into the home services business as well. Strong growth across all segments from Best Buy. Very impressive quarter.
Okay, and Victoria's Secret as well?
Victoria's Secret, you know, a little better than recent trends, but still they're sort of moving in the opposite direction. They've really been struggling to gain traction. You know, we're seeing significant foot traffic declines to the malls where their stores are located, more intensive pressure, competitive pressures from American Eagle's Aerie division and other upstarts online. They've exited their swim business, and that's been hurting their business, and they just can't seem to quite gain traction in this environment. And the pink business, which had been a superstar for over the last decade or so, just recently posted its first year-over-year declines in same-store sales, and that has been struggling recently, too. So there is an uphill battle ahead for L Brands and its Victoria's Secrets division.
All right, that's Ken Perkins, the research analyst at Retail Metrics in Swampscott, Massachusetts. Thanks so much for joining us. And remember, you'll find past programs and later today a podcast of this hour at WBBMNewsRadio.com and the all-new Radio.com app. We'll get another look at the markets next. WBBM News Time, 12:55. Let's get another look at the markets live, sponsored by Leapfrog Technology Group. And from Bloomberg, here's Joan Doniger.
Well, Jim, political turmoil prompted Wall Street to pull back. The Dow was down by as much as 200 points earlier. However, the Nasdaq gave it a try. Couldn't hold on to positive territory. Investors have rolled back their losses. The Dow down now 87 points. The Nasdaq falling 6. The S&P down 7. The Wintrust WBBM Chicago Index from Bloomberg is up 0.1%. Huron Consulting and American Airlines are leading the gains. It may not be North Korea as much as China bothering Wall Street investors, seeing the cancellation of the North Korea summit, according to strategists, through China's influence on that country. And the trade situation is ramped up with the possibility of car import tariffs. Jobless claims are there was a first-time jump in jobless claims filed last week. They were up 14,000, but still near record lows, with an already tight labor market. Owners of restaurants, hotels, and other seasonal businesses are still looking for workers, and while they usually look overseas, the Wall Street Journal says limits on visas for temporary foreign workers have been making it tougher for them to staff up. Oil prices are part of the mix today, too. They pulled back for another day. They're down almost a dollar to $70.92 a barrel. There was a jump in U.S. oil stockpiles, and this is the third straight day of losses among oil futures. With business at 25 and 55, live from the Bloomberg Newsroom, Joan Doniger, News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
WBBM and HD Chicago, WCFS-FM and HD1 Elmwood Park, Chicago.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.